little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Do you think we've got enough juice out of that? Do you want to?
Yeah, no, I think that was, thank you, that was really helpful. Probably a totally different way to how I've been approaching it, and I'm going to try and practice that kind of thing.
So, I really like, you know, the tentativeness and the checking with the other. But I think explored is, how do you get a better partnership? How do you feel that you're not the only one responsible?
Yeah.
And I think that the message is, if you're working that hard, the other person's not working hard enough.
Mm.
And that's a really good time to just say, you know, stop. Because I'm dying to say, so when you arrive today, your friend brought you, but you decided to come. What, you know, what was in the, I mean, why did you decide to come? What made you in the end decide to come? Because I think she might have been able to say, well, I'm really struggling. I do want this to be better. Okay, well, that's great. Because if you want it to be better, we can help you make it better. But I need you on board with me to make it better. I can't fix you. We can do something. I'm not going to do fixing. Because that is how most things work. Yeah.
And do you think decision aids might be useful in this kind of situation?
I'm not sure a formal decision aid would. I don't think this woman is in any way, shape or form interested in numbers needed to treat for antidepressants at this point. What I think she might need is a little bit of, it's unlikely that SSRIs on their own are going to do this, and they can make you more anxious to start with, and we're going to need some other stuff in the mix. So even if we go for that, we're going to need some other stuff. What do you think about that?
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.